What's up, everybody? It's Brooks and Blaine. Welcome back to the Abrazo Football Podcast. Please excuse us for our absence. Life has been happening for both of us, but we are back now to discuss some things at the, I'd say, basically the tail end of the season, right? Champions League final, and that's it. Brooks, my friend, how are you doing?
Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. Good to hear from you. How is your family?
Family is good. They're out on a walk right now. Even if, like, I feel like the main reason I like to have these calls is so I can just catch up with you. It's like, yeah, talk football, but I always really like, you know, to just get on this call and see your face, say what's up.
Yeah, man. We didn't even talk about this off camera. Work. I think I told you about work. Work has just been, it's been something else.
I'm like, it's Grace said something. I'm like, I don't know. He won't respond. And she and I was like, no. Nah. She's like, is everything okay? Like, no, he's just very busy. Very busy at work.
Boy, got his head down. Just trying to get this work done before I slip out for, you know, the baby. Well, where should we start? I guess we should start in your city, Brooks, Barcelona. Right. You know, what do you want to? Where should we start with Barcelona?
The Barcelona women first.
Okay.
The women won again the Champions League for women. They're like unbeatable, unstoppable. Yeah. They're incredible. So we got to shout out the FCB Femini. That's incredible. It's nice to have, like, I know, be a part of a city that's winning things. This, like, I think it goes under the radar that this team is, how good this team is. This is like Pep's Barcelona good. This is like Xavi, Iniesta, Messi prime good. These girls, these women are so good. So really cool that they won it. Yeah, it's cool. You can kind of feel it in the air. It's cool to see, like, walk in the city. You always see, you know, whatever. You'll see a Rodri jersey, or I'm sorry, a Pedri jersey, or you'll see ton of Lewandowski's, but it's cool to see Alexia jerseys, or it's cool to see Bonmati. Like, it's cool to see the women on the back of these shirts. So shout out to the FC Barcelona women's team.
Shout out to them. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I have not watched them play at all. I mean, I see their accolades they're getting, but I was just looking, their score lines are insane.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
like, it's, I'm convinced 0, they could beat 7, some 1. Men's yeah These I'm convinced they could beat, like, Luton Town. No disrespect, but I'm being disrespectful to all the Arsenal. Like, they're so Town. Good. Okay. Yeah, they are so good, man. Like, they actually did not lose a game.
Did they go undefeated?
Liga Femenina. Yeah, they had one draw. I mean, come on. 27, oh, 1, almost, and 0.
Like, they almost won every game. Wow.
Literally. That's insane. Yeah. Nike put out an ad and it said beat everybody until there's nobody left to beat. And that's what they did. It's like they it's unbelievable.
27-1-0. Wow.
Yeah.
If that's not a perfect season, I don't know what is.
Right? Yeah. So capping it off with the Women's Champions League.
Goal differential of 120.
Wait, is that, are you serious? It is 100. The second place goal differential is 37.
Yeah.
These women had 120 goal difference. That's insane. They only had 9 goals scored against them.
I mean, I guess so. 9 goals in, 28 games. And yeah, your goal differential is almost unbelievable. It might even be more than every other team score goal differential.
It looks at least in the first 6.
67 plus 25. So let's just say that's about 73-ish.
Yeah, you're right.
70, 80. I mean, you're not more goals than every team in the season, in the league, but you're about half of them if you did the math right. Well, shout out to them. They won the UCL, the women's UCL, obviously the league. Mm-hmm. Do they have like a Copa del Reina or something like that for the women? Did they win a double, triple, quadruple? Like, what are their?
So they have a Copa, de la Reina, the Queen's Cup, which they obviously won that. They won the Supercopa España feminine. They won that. Obviously, Liga F, they won that. Champions League, they won that. So they literally won everything you can win.
So here's my question then. Does Laporta get credit for this? Is this a part of the conversation? Because technically, I mean, he's the president of the club. They are, you know, under his. So, I mean, does he get, you know, this is pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, he's still listed as he's the president of them also. So, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if I were him, I would be through the moon about that. But I don't know how much he really cares. But I think he does. I think he cares enough. But
as long as he doesn't go and kiss one of the players for their accomplishments, seriously. You know, maybe it's better to care need. Less. Yeah. Yeah, care yeah. less and stay away. You know, just keep signing.
Yeah, the care checks. From afar.
Yeah.
Sign the checks.
Probably better that way.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, I didn't mean to get off topic, but yeah, just a shout out to the women.
Shout out to the women. Okay, well now let's focus on the men. So season's over. I want to say Barcelona. They did secure second place, right? They get there. Second place. A lot of people would have characterized the season as a failure. I don't necessarily see it that way. I think you agree with me. At least would have agreed with me. Now it's, you know, we all know Xavi was saying he's leaving at the end of the season. Laporta convinces him to stay. Now he's been fired.
Yeah.
Please give us your assessment of this, because I'm confused.
I'm confused too. I mean, we talk about this like for the last 3 years. It's been like Barcelona has zero. They do not care about you. They do not care about anyone but themselves. It's like they have no loyalty. We always talk about that. Like this man talked Xavi into staying just so he could fire him. I don't get it. Like at first I was like, maybe this is like a play to get Xavi to keep. I don't know if his contract was any longer. Or was it only a 2-year contract? Like. Maybe if he gets fired, then they're trying to get him to stay getting paid. Obviously, yeah. Barcelona don't want that, though. They don't want to keep paying somebody in this situation that they're in. But it's weird, man. I don't get it. I really don't get it at all. This guy won the league last season. Comes up, obviously, short this season. Some injuries, some Lewandowski not as many goals as you would expect him to have. Whatever. Like, you're allowed to not win the league every single year, but...
You're also allowed to point out the obvious when you say, you know, the club is going through a difficult time. I mean,
I didn't know you said that, and you brought that up. That's a good point.
Yeah. He in a press conference, he was like, "Yo, like we're kind of going through it." You know what I mean? Like the money,
which we all know, it's not secret.
Yeah, the money's not what it used to be. Why do you think we're loaning players, doing all of this and that, and lining guys up to sell them at the end of every season and. You know, it's fine. Like, we did good. We're, you know, we'll come back next year. We signed the Nike contract. We're getting more money and more money. But I guess Laporta was... I mean, I don't understand why that would be the reason why you would let him go, though. Like, for stating the obvious. That, like, I don't... Like,
is
that's
that
why
what
I'm
happened?
Like,
or is this, like, speculation on our end?
So, from what I read, they're like... They had this thing. Joan Laporta was upset that Xavi was so forthright in his responses. And then next thing you know, he was being fired. So people are correlating the two, but I mean, that's bad in my opinion. Like everyone knows you're in shambles. It's fine.
Yeah. And it's like the thing.
In shambles.
Yeah. Especially when, like you said, everyone knows about it. It's in like every sporting publication. No, there's like not a week that goes by that people don't talk about the situation that you're in financially. But it's like you watch a Joan Laporta interview and he's like acting like they're back every season, yet they still have issues registering people every season. It's like, bro, like you're not back yet. You're on the right path, sure, but you've sold off like more than half of the club. Like the media rights and the image rights and the, like, what do you have at the end of this? You know, Xavi's just being like, yeah, like obviously we don't have a ton of money. You're out here saying no, everything's good. Meanwhile, you're selling and burning everything down to get players registered. Like, just face it, you're not good yet.
Yeah, there are some issues. Yeah, look at your biggest rivals. Real Madrid just signed Jude Bellingham this season. They're more than likely signing Kylian Mbappe. They got a gang of young guys. They got a young Brazilian talent in, I just forgot his name, Endrick. Like, they, like, that is the definition of a club that's running their affairs the way they should. To say we're not at that level and we're having some issues, like, that's putting it nicely. You can't get it.
Not to mention, they just finished their $1 billion rebuild of their stadium.
That too.
Madrid.
And you're, like, yeah, and you guys are in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Like, I say you guys, like, Barcelona, FC Barcelona is in the middle of that. And it's okay. Yeah. Like everyone, like, at one point, Madrid was at that point, and they were, you know, it comes and goes. It's okay. You don't have to fire one of your most loyal servants.
Right.
I mean, and I will say this. I mean, I get it. They want to sign the old Bayern Munich coach, the old Germany national team coach. But, like, it's not like there's a big difference, in my opinion, between the two. Like, he didn't do good. He did great with Bayern Munich. He didn't do great with Germany. He might do good with Barcelona. But Xavi was also doing really good with Barcelona. Like, just Madrid is a really good team. They are
really good team. This might be the best Madrid team ever.
Really good team. Yeah, it's like you can't, like, just like they have an embarrassment of riches. They might also get Alphonso Davies. You can't compete with that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that's fine. Like, you don't, like, I mean, you have to, but it's okay to, like, it's like you don't want to sound delusional. It's like, yeah, they have a better squad. They have more money than us right now. We're gonna do everything we can with what we have, and we're gonna get there. That's, like, he didn't say, like, we suck. He just said we're going through a tough time. Anyway.
Right.
I don't know, man. I'm upset. Like, I was so happy when he said he was going to stay.
Yeah,
I'm like,
same.
Last thing you can do is kick him out because he was being honest. Like,
yeah.
Absurd.
That's something we need, is some honesty.
Should we talk about some more coaches that are out of a job?
Yeah.
Mauricio Pochettino is out at my club of choice, Chelsea. I mean, I guess, what do you have any thoughts about that? What are your thoughts about
that? I mean, I know that we've had some things to say about Pochettino in the past, just, like, you know, obviously it didn't seem like he knew how to handle superstars very well or whatever at PSG. But I think that he did it's not a secret that he's a good coach. Like, his time at PSG wasn't the greatest, but his time at Tottenham was amazing. His time at Southampton was amazing. Honestly, I think that his time at Chelsea, like, dude got them into sixth place. Everybody knows there was a ton of injuries. Everybody knows that it was just recently taken over, and he had really no control over the squad, which is what he wants, and I think that you should give it to him. But I thought he did a really good job. I mean, you brought up things that change, you know, that the situation Barcelona's in isn't going to last forever. And, like, you just look at Arsenal. Arsenal were in a situation similar to Chelsea. In a sense that, you know, they went a few years without Champions League. These things are cyclical. You know, Chelsea's going to be fine soon, but I do think personally that they need to stick with a coach. I know you're a Chelsea fan, so you have a better insight on this. But, yeah, I am interested in to hear what you think. Like, I would have stuck with Poch, but what do you think?
I mean, listen, if I think about it, so I think the board's expectations would have been top four. We've spent all this money. You need to be top four. Then reality sets in, and it's like, okay, like, the team's young. We had a gang of injuries, and maybe
injuries
that's down.
Are huge.
Maybe that's down to the way he trains. But, you know, before October, it was very clear, at least to most of us, that it was going to be another struggle season for Chelsea. And if we finished even at the top half of the table, it looked like that would have been a miracle. So.
Yeah.
Keep things short and brief so we can move on to other things. I think it probably, in my opinion, it would have made more sense just to give him an extension.
Yeah.
So that, you know, I think they were also like, I think there's like a club. I'm just going to Google this right now so I don't say the wrong thing. I believe there's like a different, like a Club World Cup coming up in 2000 and, yeah, that's it. In 2025. The tournament, so 2025 FIFA World Cup, the tournament is scheduled to be played in the United States from June 15th to July 13th. So this is like the Club World Cup.
Okay.
This is like a new thing they're doing, right? This is, I mean, I've never heard of it, to be honest. So they're like expanding it, from what I understand.
Yeah. I don't know much about it either. But so Chelsea's, yeah, that.
Anyway, Chelsea's going there, or they think they're gonna be there. Let's see, hold on. So yeah, let's get the information right. Okay, so according to Goal.com, Club World Cup 2025, full list of qualified teams and how the qualification works for the revamped FIFA tournament. So yeah, revamped version of the Club World Cup where it's like a full-blown tournament, knockout-style tournament, group stages. And from UEFA, Chelsea have already, yeah, they've already qualified. Chelsea's already qualified. How have they qualified? Probably from winning the Champions League. Like, yeah, maybe they're taking, like, the last, like, six. I don't know. But whatever reason, Chelsea, Real Madrid, Man City, Bayern Munich, PSG, Porto, shout out Porto, Benfica, Dortmund, Juve, Atletico Madrid, and RB Salzburg. Not these guys, okay? Because they, you know, whatever. But, so anyway, I guess the thought process was is, if we fire Mauricio Pochettino now, we'll have somebody to take the team from the 24-25 season and then go into the summer, where Mauricio Pochettino's contract currently ends a year from now. So they would have either had to extend him or fire him right now. I think they should have just extended him so that he could take the club to the world, the FIFA Club World Cup next summer. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, okay?
And yeah, then, I mean, we talk about giving people time, and he didn't even have a full year at the club. It was like 360 days.
Yeah, so yeah, I think it would. I mean, honestly, like, they're looking at, I guess, De Zerbi. They're looking at the Ipswich Town FC manager, yeah. Kieran, whatever his name is. I'm like, all these guys could, they could be good. I mean, they're good managers. They could be good managers for Chelsea. Are they going to win the Premier League with Chelsea? No. And at the end of the day, that's the question you kind of got to ask yourself, right? Like, Chelsea finished seventh place. They'll finish higher next year if we don't change anything. They could finish worse with De Zerbi. We could fire De Zerbi by Christmas. They could finish worse with, you know, I just feel like it would have made more sense just to keep them in place, give them a shot. But, you know, maybe there's stuff behind closed doors. But I don't have strong opinions. Like, either way, I'm just like, I feel like the wise thing to do would have been to keep them, though.
I agree. What does, like, the general Chelsea fan feel like? Have you, like, of, like, on the internet?
I don't have a pulse on the internet. Okay. I don't know what people are saying. I've been off. Yeah, so, I've been off the grid. So
the only other thing is, like, because there was a time right when they were playing Arsenal, and now this is just, what, 6 weeks ago or something, but they basically had, if they didn't have Cole, and we talked about this in relation to, like, Harry Kane, for example, for Tottenham, like, Harry Kane's goals were almost, like, not pointless, but they weren't, like, game-winning type goals or whatever. But before the Arsenal game, they said that if they did not have Cole Palmer, they would be bottom three without his goals when they were facing Arsenal. And I feel like that right after that game, that's kind of like when a huge turnaround came, right? They went on that big push. They started scoring a bunch of goals. Goals started coming from everyone, really.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's quite a bit of momentum, and, like, why not stick with that momentum and maybe put some trust in the manager? I know that they want to do all the buying. My question for you is, wouldn't you want to give some of the reins to the manager in a sense of like buying players and trying to figure out a plan that he wants to do with his own style? Or is it just like Chelsea is too far down this road of like, no, like, this is our way. We've put $1 billion in already of what we're trying to do, whether this is like a computational, you know, putting together this computer team, and we just need the right manager to manage everyone. So yeah, I don't know if that makes sense, but would you prefer the manager to have more say over it, or do you really care?
I feel like there's manager, like, if it's a good manager that you know you're going to get results from, like, for example, like Jose Mourinho, Antonio Conte, they tell you, I need this man.
Yeah.
Go get this man.
Pep.
Right? Pep. Jurgen Klopp. I need this man. He knows better than you. Go get this man. I don't know if Mauricio Pochettino is someone I would put that much trust in, but I would at least like consider, like, tell me who you want, and if you have someone on your list that you want that's on the list that fits the vision we have for this
then
club,
sure.
Sure. But like, if you're like, I want you to go out and get, you know, let's just say, think of a random, just, yeah, I want Jude Bellingham. It's like, sorry, like, no,
yeah,
like no. Or alternatively, if you're like, go get Robert Lewandowski, like, that's who I want to lead my line. It's like,
right.
No, like, that's no. Not going to help us at this point. You know, he's yeah. Now
they want
closer.
The young squad.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, but he's gone. I mean, honestly, it can get worse. I think it could have only gotten better for him there. So probably, probably a misfire. But speaking of a non-misfire, but it probably kind of actually in a weird way, this next manager that's been let go had more success than Chelsea's manager, had more success than Xavi potentially. I'm talking Thomas Tuchel at maybe not. No, actually, that's a lie. They went completely trophy-less this year over in Bayern Munich. And finished third. You got Thomas Tuchel and Harry Kane. We're coming here to win some trophies, people. We came here to win some trophies, and they didn't win a single trophy. And he didn't even break Robert Lewandowski's goal-scoring record because he got injured. He didn't do anything. Just kidding. He did a lot. I'm just talking trash. He did a lot. But, Thomas Tuchel has to do better. Thomas Tuchel
I was
has
thinking
to do better.
That he would do better. Yeah. They also asked him to stay because there's like, no, they're not getting anyone. And he was like, no, I'm out. He wants to go back to England, so they say.
Wait, who wants to stay? Harry Kane?
Bayern asked him. They were kind of like, no, Bayern was like, hey, like, would you mind Tuchel staying? Well, I know you said you're gone, but like, could you stay? Would you stay? Possibly? He was like, no, I'm not staying.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I didn't hear that. Okay, so they said you're gone.
Yeah, so.
Then they were like, just kidding. Yeah. Do you want to? Okay. But now I heard they're going to hire Vincent Kompany from Burnley, who
yeah.
was relegated to the championship from the Premier League.
Yeah.
What are we thinking with this one?
Happy for Vincent Kompany. What an amazing job for Vincent Kompany.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Come up. Yeah. Century. It pays to play a good player in this. I mean, it's a player coach economy right now. Look at
right
know,
now. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess Xavi, you know, you had a run and, you know, it just happens you work for one of the most toxic clubs in all of world football, but Xavi Alonso, look at that.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, this could work, you know?
Yeah.
Captain.
Yeah.
Leader. Third place World Cup finish. But so you, well, let me ask you this. Obviously, we're all happy for Vincent Kompany. We all love Vincent Kompany. He's a stand-up guy. Will he be successful? That's what I want to know. I want to hear what you think he will be like as the BM manager.
In the eyes of Bayern Munich, no, he will not be successful. In their eyes of their board, no. I think he'll win a trophy. I'm going to say if they let him stay the entire season, he'll win one trophy.
Okay.
Whether that's the league, I don't know what he's going to win. There's a couple things out there in Germany, not to mention Champions League, but I think he'll win a trophy.
Fair enough.
What do you think?
I hope so. I hope he wins the trophy.
Yeah.
I mean, he should win a trophy. I
don't want him to get fired again.
Yeah, yeah. So I think he'll win a trophy. I'd like to see what their transfer looks like. I feel like they're going to do everything in their power to ensure he sees.
They're not
going to
go two seasons trophyless.
Yeah.
That's why what were you saying?
I was just saying, like, I was looking at his situation. Like, how do you go? So you go from being a player manager at Anderlecht, and I think he won in Belgium, the Juniper Pro League or whatever. I could be wrong. Then you go to Burnley, you get promoted to the Premier League, then you get relegated. Bayern Munich comes along and they're like, hey, we got a Champions League caliber coach here. And Thomas Tuchel, we're fed up with them. We got rid of Julian Nagelsmann because he rode a skateboard. And Hansi Flick was the last successful manager here that won Champions League, and he went on to coach the German national team. So these are the guys you're coming up after. You're a relatively young coach, but so is Julian Nagelsmann. You see what happened to him. We didn't win a GD thing this season. We want you to come here and get us back to silverware. As Vince and company, like you said, they're not going to lose two seasons in a row. So, like, right. The board is now, like, no matter who the manager is, the board is going to throw some money at this to make sure you are stocked for the season. Yeah. The players are pissed off. The fans are pissed off. So it's almost like, I mean, this is the best scenario for him to walk into. Like, never been low. Like, Bayern Munich's never been lower. And they're collectively going to ensure that they succeed. And you will get all of the credit if that happens. So even if you just come and you stay two seasons, you'll be seen as the guy that, like, put Bayern Munich back in motion. So...
yeah,
it's a win for
you. You're right. You can if you don't win anything, you're like, look, Thomas Tuchel, you know, has won Champions League and has won. He didn't win anything. What do you expect from me?
Yeah, exactly.
I was just, it's a win. You know,
yeah. Okay.
I think you're right. So okay, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. So let's talk. Okay, now let's talk. We're almost out of manager role. Let's talk about one more manager.
Okay.
He just won an FA Cup with Manchester United. One bald Erik ten Hag. Give me your assessment. So, of Erik ten Hag, please. Like, what do you make of his season? You know, their placement. You know, they finished behind Chelsea, mind you. That's pretty bad. But they won an FA Cup final. What is your assessment of ten Hag? And should he remain in charge at Manchester United? Not should he... like, if you were a Man U fan, would you want him to stay? Because should he? I mean, I would say he should to watch Man U continue to suffer.
If I was a Man U fan, I would not. But yeah, I know. Okay. That's the problem, is that I do have, like, it's like a deep-seated
hatred.
I just don't like them. Yeah, especially him. So it's like, I mean, I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems that he had somewhat of a managerial role there. Like, he was able to say, I want this player, I want this player, I want this player. It just looks like he got it all wrong. Yeah, he brought half
of Ajax to his club. Yeah.
Yeah,
Onana,
and like it didn't work out. Yeah,
Sandro. Yeah, half right. of Ajax came out.
And Anthony had one goal and one assist in two. Is it 2 years or 1 year?
This was his first season, so 1 year.
This is his first season. Okay. Lautaro Martinez was good, but he got hurt. It just doesn't look like he got. I mean, Ten Hag has been there for now. Was this his second full season? Or third?
I believe so. I think it's his second.
They just didn't, I don't know, he just made an excuse after excuse. He never wanted to take blame, and it just seems like he made up all these rules and then never sat by them unless there was, like, he would pick and choose who he would punish according to his laws that, you know, we talked about a couple of years ago or whatever, that when he came. So I would want him gone. I would just, like, I would want to be rid of this era, and bring someone who, if Pochettino can't keep his job and finishing higher than him, you got to get rid of Ten Hag as well.
Okay. So one correction. Anthony has actually been there for two seasons. So stats according to Wikipedia, 5 goals and 54 appearances. That's pretty abysmal. But
in 54 all everything or just in Premier League?
I don't know. Maybe I should have looked at Transfermarkt. I think they just do league matches on Wikipedia's overview. But overall he's played 82 games for Man U.
Okay.
And he scored 11 goals. Still, I mean, that's actually worse. That's a worse statistic. 82.
So in 22-23, you're right. He had 4 goals in the league. And then in 23-24, 1 goal in the league. That's 5 goals in all of those appearances. 54 appearances, he had 5 goals.
So bad. So bad. So I think I tend to agree with you. So, I mean, let me say this first. So, the fact that Manchester United showed up and won the FA Cup over Manchester City.
Crazy.
Insane. Yeah.
Good job.
I have a lot of respect to the team. Even I'd go as far as to say, like, the manager, Erik ten Hag, has the right to beat his chest and say, like, I did something that a lot of people can't do. You know, like, Spurs haven't won an FA Cup final in who knows how long. Chelsea's been to the final and they haven't, it's a big deal. Like, that is a big deal in itself to win the FA Cup final.
It is.
It's, but the way you got there and, like, everything else you got going on, like, it's not enough. Like, it's one thing to say you won the FA Cup final, but like, you're Manchester United, the expectations are a little bit higher, unfortunately. Like when Spurs go somewhere and they don't win, it's like, okay, but you know, it's Spurs, Man U. It's like your fans expect that, your board expects that. And you like, I'm not discrediting you, like, you did that, but like, I don't think you did enough. I think it would behoove Manchester United to, and I think it would also behoove Erik ten Hag. Like, he could leave. They would be doing him a favor if they fired him. He'd be like, okay, they fired me.
Yeah.
I just won an FA Cup final for this ungrateful club.
Yeah.
And now I can go get another job that is infinitely better than the impossible task of managing Manchester United.
Way less stress.
Way less stress, and you'll probably do better. But so I think it could be a win for everybody if they just let him go. Like, he can leave with his dignity and his head held high, knowing that he did something that no one thought he could do, and not have to follow up. Like, they would be doing him a huge favor. If I was him, I would be begging them to fire me behind closed doors. You know, like, I just did Mission Impossible. I will never be able to do this with this squad in this club ever again. And no one else. It's kind of like Jose Mourinho. You remember when Jose Mourinho said that? He was like, yo, I won three trophies at Manchester United. That's not easy to do. Like, you guys are delusional because Sir Alex Ferguson had, like, a different thing. And you guys didn't do what you need to do to keep this thing on the wheel, this bus rolling. But I was able to win a Europa. I think it was a Community Shield. And was it a Carabao Cup or was it an FA Cup? I can't remember. But he won at least three trophies. Europa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you know, Europa, it is what it is. It's a trophy. Yeah. Not everyone's trophies, right?
Yeah.
That's the name of the game. So,
yeah.
Move on with your dignity. Okay. Okay, moving away from the back of the house and the management and all of that stuff, let's look forward. Brooks, let's look forward to the weekend. The UCL final will be against, you know, the black and yellow and Los Blancos. Okay, I don't know how to say black and yellow in German, so I won't. But what do we got going on there? Manchester, or excuse me, London is the city. Madrid and Dortmund are the teams. Who is leaving with the winner's medal?
I really hope it's Marco Reus. I really hope so. I don't really care about Madrid at all. Like, I know I live in Spain. If this was any other team, I'd have probably wanted, like, Madrid to win just because I want Spain to come
Spain?
With the trophy. Okay. But no, I guess it's got to be Germany. It has to be Marco Reus. So he needs this. He deserves this. Honestly, I think that they could do it. I'm not a betting man, but I'm gonna say that Dortmund is gonna win. Even though I believe probably that, like, okay, yeah, of course, I don't think you can disagree that the more talented team far and away is Real Madrid, but you can't sleep on this Dortmund team that's made it to the final. And Marco Reus, it would be so beautiful if he could end his last game with Champions League final medal, winner's medal.
I'll tell you the truth. If Dortmund won, I would be happy. I would be happy for the whole team, especially Marco Reus. I don't think they're going to win. I don't think they're going to win. And there's two reasons I say this. There's two reasons. If he wants to get at me, get at me. Last season, they had the opportunity to win the Bundesliga. All they had to do was win one more game. They couldn't do it. This year, they have an opportunity to win the Champions League final. All they have to do is win one more game. They might not do it. Real Madrid, on the other hand, when they're in these situations, all they got to do is win one game. They win that game. Yeah. When they go to a final, they win that final. But it would be nice for Dortmund. It would be nice for Dortmund to win. It would also be a big win for Puma. Can you imagine? Two Puma teams win a Champions League back-to-back.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I forgot.
So,
I didn't even think of that.
Off. The investment's paying off. But,
which is wild.
Yeah. Yeah, they bought their way in, and now it's paying off. You know, I guess they've been with Puma or Dortmund's been Puma for a long time, but the Man City money. But I guess, we'll watch the game. It should be a good game regardless, because I feel like Madrid, I mean, I watched them play over the weekend, their last game in La Liga. They didn't look great. And I don't know if it was more of just like them not playing as hard as they can because they know they have a Champions League final in a week. Yeah. So it's just like, come out here, run around, stretch your legs. We could lose this game 100 goals to 0 and we've already lifted the trophy. So it doesn't matter. Like maybe a couple guys wanted to pad their stats a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's probably going to be Madrid. But good luck, Marco. Good luck, Jadon Sancho. Okay, you know what I'm saying. That would be crazy too. There's even a couple Chelsea players on the team. Ian Madsen, shout out to you, my man. Like it would be a beautiful thing if Dortmund won. Jurgen Klopp would be happy. Yeah. You know, give him a send away. Even though he doesn't coach there anymore, but okay. We both want Dortmund to win. Yeah, we both want Dortmund to win, but we both recognize that it's unlikely. Okay. Now to get down. So let's talk briefly about Leverkusen and then just to give them their flowers and then we'll get to the hard part of the conversation. So obviously they didn't win, they did the double, right? They did the domestic double. They lost to Atalanta in the Europa, League final. Adama Lookman, former English national, current Nigeria national, hat trick in a Europa final. He's probably not going to do much more after this, if I'm honest. I feel like there's like players that can like step up in these occasions, then you probably won't hear much from them afterwards. I hate to say it, but that's probably the case. But, shout out to them for winning. But shout out to Xabi Alonso, your boy Granit Xhaka, the whole Bayer Leverkusen apparatus. I mean, they lost one game, and it was a Europa League final this season. I mean, it would have been so much cooler if they won all or not, I guess, went undefeated and won, some trophies. More, all three trophies they could have won. That would have been insane. But, it is what it is. Congratulations. Anything you want to say to Xabi Alonso?
I can't wait for next season. I mean, I don't like all the people saying it's a fluke. Like, I'm ready for him to back it up.
Yeah. It's like maybe they'll win the Bundesliga. Maybe they won't. But, like, they are going to be a contender.
Yeah, I don't think – maybe they won't win next year. Maybe it's back to Bayern Munich, whatever. But it was such a fun season to watch again, and it hasn't been like this for – I guess last year was pretty good too. But, it's just getting good, and I'm happy that there's now three teams that people know the name of in Germany instead of just one or two teams that people know the name of. So Leverkusen. I'm excited for next season. Yeah.
Leverkusen. Okay, last thing on the agenda, Brooks. Let's talk about the way the EPL season finished off, man. We haven't spoken since. I stopped watching before everything ended. I haven't seen any ceremonies, but tell me how you're feeling, man.
What's going through your mind right now? West Ham would not beat them, but I did not know that West Ham would get kind of trashed by them by City so early on too. Like Phil Foden scored in less than 10 minutes or something, then he scored again, then West Ham scored. So I just think that everybody likes to put out there what a good proud of these guys, blah blah blah, and of course, but that's two years in a row of second place. Like I'm ready now for Arsenal to be Arsenal again and be back into winning some trophies. Really happy for Kai Havertz. What an amazing season. I loved seeing all of those. Someone put a compilation together, all the Chelsea fans when Arsenal paid 80 million or whatever, and they were like, thank you, you idiots. You've got Deadwood, welcome to a terrible deadbeat player, blah blah blah. And this dude came on to the scene. Once he finally hit the once he finally started to get his feet, he had an amazing season. So really happy for him. But, you got to win the games that you really should win. If you can't be Aston Villa and Newcastle, come on, dude. Those are the two games that I look back at. And I get that the Newcastle one was pretty much, people can say that the refs beat Arsenal and all. But come on, you still got to score a goal, at least.
You got to score.
It was 1-0 to Newcastle. And maybe that could have been marked off. But still, at the end of the day, great season. Really happy for them. But I'm sick of being second place now.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Cause it's like you don't want to be basically Liverpool.
Yeah,
where it's like I'm runner up, I'm making it to finals, I'm runner up, and then eventually they inked one out, but I don't know, man. City's just so good.
They're so good, and you said it at the beginning of the season. You said Arsenal will win, and you were so close to saying that. You said that. You're like, because last year you were like, look, if Arsenal don't win it this year, you know, both City and Liverpool are going to come back hard. And Liverpool did the first, like the second half part of the season, like middle of the season, they were, you know, they were the ones to beat. And to your point, you said that Man City would probably not go so hard because they just come off the triple, and they didn't. I mean, you were right. Like, no. They kind of took a while to get there, but as we know, the back third of the season, City just won't lose. They do everything they can to win every single game, and they did that again. So it's like I'm not upset. I'm very happy, and they Arsenal had a great season, and it just sucks to be, what was it? It was exactly 2 points separating them, I think. But yeah, man, one win was all it would have taken. So that's how I feel. Upset, but happy at the same time, but still like, okay, let's move on from this and like just get first next season.
So let me ask you this then. Okay, so I think you guys have a great team. What do you need to do to win?
I think we need a striker.
You need a bona fide 25 goals.
Out, yeah. 190 centimeter, you know, 85 kilos, strong muscle.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know?
So let me ask you, who realistically could they get that would do that for them?
They're saying that who Arteta wants still is Isak, and is Alexander Isak from Newcastle.
Oh well, I mean that's good luck with that.
I mean, so people are saying they have to sell. They didn't make Champions League, so they're not getting this extra money. Blah 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 blah. Like, do you think Isak? I mean, I know he had 20 goals or 22 goals maybe this season. I guess that's fine. Like, that's kind of exactly who I just mentioned in the stats. But I don't know. I mean, they need that, and they also need someone to come in for Saka when he's hurt. I know that Martinelli can play on both sides, basically, but they really need, like, I would love to get, like, I don't know, someone like a Rafael Leao to come in and play opposite him, or be able to switch plays with him. Like, but yeah, I think that they need a striker, out and out, real number nine. And Kai Havertz played that false number really well, but I think that he'd still be beneficial with a striker in there.
Okay. So, wait, I kind of spaced out because Kaylee texted me. Would you like Alexander Isak at the team?
I don't know. I don't know, because I don't really like I don't see him a lot. But the few times I've seen him, I'm kind of like, I don't really love his game. But then you look at his numbers, he's got 21 goals
this season. I like Alexander Isak, to be honest. Okay. I think he would do good at. I didn't even consider him. I didn't think he would even be an option to go, but would. I think he would be good in Arsenal.
Would you take him over Victor Osimhen?
No.
Not at all. That's who I want. That's who I want. Yeah, that's who I want.
Word on the street is he's coming to Chelsea.
Yeah.
But
that's been the World Series for 3 years now. It's like,
we're connected to everyone. But yeah, I mean, Victor, if you guys could get Victor Osimhen, that'd be cool. Isak would be cool. I'm trying to think, I'm thinking of other players in the Premier League, though.
But to your point, you're right. Like, Isak, he's done it in the Premier League. To be fair, Victor Osimhen didn't have a great season this season. Like, you're allowed to have an off season. But I guess, 15 goals in 25 matches isn't bad by any means.
It's not bad. It's just not what you did the previous season.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what Isak did, 21 goals. So I would take, I would take him. This was 4 years ago when they were talking about getting him before Newcastle got him. Actually, before he stayed one more year in Spain and then went to Newcastle, I'd have been ecstatic. But yeah, I mean, if he could score 20 goals a season for Arsenal, okay, buy the jersey.
Yeah, him. I guess also. I guess if Southampton is or excuse me, Newcastle selling, Anthony Gordon would also be. If you got Anthony Gordon and Alexander Isak, that would be cool. I guess you got a couple of those French wingers from Crystal Palace. Also, you could buy one of those types of guys to backfill.
Oh, for Saka. I would love Olise. My gosh, that's like my dream player. Oh, he would be amazing. Yeah, I mean, I would love Leao. I would love, if we're talking about people in the Premier League, yeah, I would love Olise or Eze or Ez, whatever you say his name.
Yeah. Easy.
You can never have too many wingers, I think. You know, you got to be able to rotate these wingers out, especially when you're playing in every competition available. So, Ez and Olise, my word. You couldn't pull off Zaha. You got to get these two guys to come. You got to get at least these two Crystal Palace guys to come. Yeah, again, brings out.
Yeah. I think you're right. Those are two good situations you guys could be in. Okay. So you think you'll be competitive next season? Then do you think? I guess let's have this. It's probably premature to have this, but do you think City's going to fall off? I think
Arsenal's win it. Okay. Yeah, Arsenal's going to win it. I'm going to call it right now. They have to, because they're going to do business. The owners see that they're right there. They're literally points away. And I think that if they get another winger, if they get another midfielder that can take the place of Partey, I think he's leaving. Yeah. He's a little bit older anyway compared to the rest of them. Yeah,
he should go. It's time to go.
He should go. It's time. And so the other thing they're talking about is Bruno
Guimarães. Yeah, he's also a baller.
Basically, you just raid Newcastle for those three players.
Maybe grab a couple players from West Ham. Call it a day.
Yeah, get a couple Crystal Palace. Well, at least one of those boys from Crystal Palace.
Yeah, Eze or Olise.
Bring either one. Yeah, Olise would be a dream. Yeah. But I heard he's also been linked to Chelsea, too. So I guess everybody's linked to Chelsea.
Everyone's linked to Chelsea, bro. Everyone's linked to Chelsea.
What do you think? Do you think that they can do it, or you think they're going to come off, fall off of the second place and just drift into third, fourth place this next season?
So I don't know. I think I don't expect Man U to compete. I don't expect Liverpool to compete. I don't expect Spurs to compete. I don't expect Chelsea to compete. So I think it's just going to be a fight at the top against two clubs, realistically. It depends. If they made those signings and Manchester City stayed kind of where they are now, I think Arsenal, over the course of 38 games, could get them. Like, you could see, like, if this final against Manchester United in the FA Cup is any indication of, like, what Manchester City's going to look like next year, just due to like fatigue, like they're playing so many games and they're in so many competitions. Potentially
leaving, that's hanging on the balance too. Like people are saying this is his last season.
Yeah. So I think that would be like a perfect opportunity. It's like, okay, there's no accountability. Like I've already won four Premier Leagues in a row. I'm going to go party. Like I'm going to enjoy the fruits of my labors. I'm going to sleep in a little bit. Just a little bit of complacent, or maybe not. Maybe these players will prove everybody wrong. But I feel like City or Arsenal just keep getting a little bit closer. And I feel like they're a couple signings away to just being able to like hit that home run out of the park early, and then not lose some of those important games that they lost down the stretch. Where Man City at that point was like, okay, like we're gonna get serious now. So that's my thought. Anyway,
all right.
Cool. Well, people, enjoy your summer. Enjoy the Champions League final. I'm sure we will be back at some point this summer. We have a very packed summer, Brooks. We have the Olympics in France. We have the Euros in Germany. We have the Copa America extended invitation to some of these CONCACAF CONMEBOL is South America, CONCACAF is North America. But anyway, it's a combination. It's going to be in the US, so there's a lot of good tournaments going on this summer, so it's going to be a busy summer. So we won't be taking the summer off. And I'm coming out. I'll be in Spain. Okay, I will be in Malta. I will be in France for the Olympics. Yes, indeed. I will be getting a beret, and I will be getting a couple of t-shirts and some hoodies for memorabilia. But I guess, Brooks, I'll see you in literally a month. I'll be in your residence. I will be in this very room.
Yeah. There's your bed. Right. There's some baby there. Stuff on it.
Yeah. Let them know.
Cool.
All right, then, guys. Thank you for rocking with us. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Abrazo Football Podcast. It's been a pleasure. Peace.
Bye.
I got